Hey Al, how are you?
I'm really well, Marissa. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on Girl Talking Moms podcast. We are so excited to have you on.
No. Happy to be here. Where are you?
I am in San Antonio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
One of my first gigs in San Antonio. I think
Really?
I mean, at Just for Laughs, so like in 2004, like, you know, that's where I met, I think, do you remember, you know, that Vanessa Macias, who's now married to Tim Duncan?
Yes.
Yeah, she was like a color commentator for a morning news. And yeah. So it's San Antonio, one of the first cities to ever work me as a headliner. Yeah.
That's so awesome. And I'm so happy for your career. Like you're such a great comedian. Like you have that funny, happy, funny type of comedy. Just tell me kind of where it started for you. Like why, how did you fall
You know,
into this?
I actually started late, and I am a definite example of follow your dreams and
Never
stick.
too late to start.
And never too late. Well, maybe a little too late to start. I was born like I knew if I hit 30 and I didn't sort of realize my dream of you know, being a stand-up comic, that I'd regret it.
Yeah.
So started, and it took off, and then, you know, in almost less than 4 years, I'm down in LA, like, just and I had was cast in my own TV show. So it's like,
Yes. I know.
yeah.
Congratulations for being cast on Lopez versus Lopez. I
Thank
am
you.
loving the show. Me and my daughter watch it every Friday.
Great.
We're totally like so into it. I love Maya and she has been so, she's so funny and I'm just so great that she's kind of like out here and doing her thing. How has it been being a part of that show? And of course with, you know, the
You
great George Lopez.
know, anybody in Hollywood that's a sort of a comic actor knows that fifth on the call sheet, which I am, which is like, there's a call sheet every single day to explain to your listeners and viewers, like,
Yes.
so George is number one,
Right.
mine's number two, and then it sort of goes down from there. I'm number five. That's
Nice.
kind of the sweet spot,
Yeah.
where I'm not carrying the show. I get to be a fun part of it, you know, and so
Exactly.
my hours are great, a bunch of other stuff going on. So, you know, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, when I'm working, I'm usually done by 2 p.m., if
Oh,
not early.
nice.
You
It's
know,
pretty
so
good hours.
a really sweet gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been fun. It's been so fun to work with George. I've been such a huge fan of George over the years. You know,
Of
he's like this
course.
pioneer icon stand-up comic. And then you know, watching him, you know, work with his own daughter as a, you know, actor in a show, you got to manufacture and sort of like quickly bond with everybody so you
Yeah.
can sort of like establish that heartache. Like, George and Maya didn't have to do that. This is their real life relationship. But
Exactly.
with the other actors coming together, I just couldn't be luckier to work with such a great group. I know you hear that nonsense all the time, but it's the truth. Like, everyone is cool as shit.
Yeah, and that's just, I mean, great to everybody who, you know, who was involved in putting Lopez versus Lopez together because it is a great cast. We've talked to Selenice in the past and she has also said that same thing, that it is just such a great group of everybody being together. So I have to bring up one thing that I related to you on, and it was not being one of those Mexicans, don't speak Spanish very well. And my Spanish has gotten better over the years, but I did grow up not speaking Spanish.
Yeah,
How has that?
there's a whole group of us,
Yeah,
and
it's
you
like,
know,
yeah,
it's
we're
something
called
that I
200
always,
percenters, by the way. We're called 200 percenters because we're still Mexican, but we're still American.
I did feel, you know, a tremendous amount of guilt
Same.
about that, and then because, you know, I did even a whole special on it called Half Like Me, where it's
Aww.
you know, you're not Mexican enough for Mexicans, and, you know, white people, you know, are thrown, you know. Assuming you don't even speak English. I remember doing stand up and I forget where I was, but somebody came up and just like said, oh, so I was in Columbus, Ohio. And somebody came up and said, hey, I just want to say your English is fantastic. So I appreciate it. Which, like, it means a lot. My grandfather, who immigrated to this country, would be very,
Yeah.
very proud. That was always the plan. And that is tricky. You know, when I was on The Daily Show, My second piece that I did was in Tucson, Arizona, when they were going to try to ban Chicano studies. And I was talking to this Chicano studies professor, Curtis Acosta, who's probably still there. And he was from San Jose, California. And our dads were sort of like, went to high school at the same time. My dad graduated in the class of 1957. And at that time in the United States, like, it was assimilate quick.
Yes.
You know, if it ends. So like that's, and Spanish wasn't a part of that, you know, later on in life. You know, I probably speak the least amount of Spanish of anyone in my family. So, you know, as my younger brothers, you know,
have picked it up more. Yeah. And I think that's what happened to me. I learned more along the way, but I definitely related to you on that aspect of it. But like, you're right. We get caught in the middle, but hey, we're here.
Do I wish they had spoken Spanish at home? Yeah, absolutely, but they didn't.
Same. Yeah, yeah. I definitely agree. Well, I want to thank you and wish you all the best of luck. I hope everything in your career from here on out works out perfectly. I hope you come to San Antonio and do a show one day. I will definitely be there, but you're awesome, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Lopez versus Lopez.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Marissa.
Thank you. We appreciate your time.